Messiah Bashas is an author and Middle East affairs expert. He's with us now on the line from Belfast to share his thoughts with us. Now, Mr. Shias, I don't know if you were listening to the remarks that were made both by William Hague today and U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, but both of them reiterated that President Bashar al-Assad should not be a part of a future Syrian government, though Kerry said that this doesn't mean Bashar al-Assad should go now, according to the Friends of Syria group, but that he should know that he's not going to be part of the future. First of all, tell us whether putting these kinds of conditions is going to help resolve the situation. Is it not just going to make the situation even more complicated than it already is?
During the conference when the British Foreign Minister was talking, the ITM journalist asked him a question which has exposed the whole thing. He asked him, he said, earlier on today, you were saying we're going to be left over with dealing with Assad or the radicals of Al-Qaeda. What does that emphasize? He said, I was putting the picture to the Syrian opposition so they can put themselves together and form a delegation to join Geneva II. So that sent the message. The West and the United States of America leading that camp knows on the ground they have two forces nearly left. The government of Syria and its army who's fighting terror, which is Al-Qaeda and the Iraqi Syrian Islamic Emirate in the Quds, they call it, and al-Nusra, who are supported by Saudi Arabia and Turkey. And receiving the orders of these countries from the United States of America. So they know that they find themselves facing right now a heart of fanatic terror which they have to deal with. So Assad, on the other hand, I seen his interview yesterday to Mayadeen TV station. He was a very comfortable, victorious man in his own skin when he's talking about the strategies and talking about what's happening and the future in Syria and Geneva too. And he emphasized on two points which he's going to stand when the time comes for the election and the election in Syria or the resolution to the Syrian crisis has to be Syrian. That shows a very strong leadership winning the battle on the ground. And we want to talk about the people who joined the Friends of Syria today in London and these Syrian oppositions, what they represent on the ground. They have nothing there on the ground. The Free Syrian Army, who they claim their military wing in there, is leaving even the eastern Ghouta of Damascus to the Syrian army without resistance because they are focusing to protect what left for them in the north of Syria. So now we can say goodbye to the Syrian army. And those people in the coalition right now, or the opposition, which is Qatar, sorted down before, it disappeared. We have only two forces on the ground, the Syrian government army and the Prince Bandar al-Qaeda, Prince Bandar of Saudi Arabia, al-Qaeda. He is the de facto leader. So the United States of America want to see a resolution in the ground. It has to order its own Prince Sultan to do a deal in Syria. Secondly, we can see the resistance camps in the area is winning. And that the United States of America understands. It's no dealing with the Syrian government or the chemical issue. They understood they can deal with a government who can do what it tells. And the other thing, all of these talks of Kerry and others is to calm down the Saudis. Since we noticed that Saudi Arabia went in the hut on the United Nations, they want to join the General Security Council, and now they say there is no resolution. And so all of that because their effort is failed. And yes, this effort was ordered by the Saudi Arabia after the United States of America, after the failure of Qatar. So they're failing and they want to blame that right now on the American only focusing on the chemical weapons,
yes.
And that's what is important for the United States of America. So I can see nobody going to force Assad out or in of Syria, only the Syrian people.
Mr. Saeb Shaz, author and Middle East affairs expert, with us there on the line from Belfast, that is, with his comments. Thank you very much, Mr. Shaz.